Well, we got a special guest joining us today on the Outdoor Show, Barry Drews from the Bears Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco. Did I get that right, Barry?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us today, and we'd like to get reports from all around the UP, and I'm anxious to hear what's going on in your neck of the woods, but let's talk a little bit about your business first, because you're the owner of Bears Nine Pines Resort, but you do other things. You guide as well, is that correct?
Yes, I do. We got a full-service resort here. We're on the southwest shore of Lake Ogebic. Our address is Marinesco. And we provide 9 full housekeeping cabins here. We got 5 docks. We have licensed bait and tackle shop. And we also offer boat and pontoon rentals throughout the season. And then we guide for fishing, and we guide for bear hunting as well.
Well, I would love to hear a little bit about your fishing reports, but I didn't know that you rented boats as well on Lake Ogebic, so we'll get into that in a second. Let's talk about the fishing. What have you been hearing? I got a couple of perch fishing reports, but that's about all I've been hearing out of Lake Ogebic. What have you been hearing and seeing?
Yeah, well, Lake Ogebic is primarily known as a walleye lake, and we're famous for the jumbo perch that we have here. Perch always seem to be hard to put your finger on. They're not as easy to catch as many people think. But we also have smallmouth bass and northern pike. Those are the 4 species that you'd expect to catch fish in here.
Okay.
We're coming off of a slow period right now. The last 2 weeks has been up and down, but it's been on the poorer side as far as catches go. And what that relates to is we're basically coming off a stable summertime pattern, and we're beginning to move to the fall patterns, meaning the bite was primarily leeches and crawlers, and we get to a transition time now where the leeches and crawlers start to fade out, and we start picking up on the minnow bite.
Okay.
And as water temperatures start to cool down, and we've been getting some rain now and stuff, so that's maybe going to help a little bit, that walleye bite should start picking back up again. It has improved a little bit this past week. Guys are still fishing in the weeds and in the mud. They're fishing 7 to 10 feet of water in the weed beds and the weed edges, using leeches, crawlers, and minnows.
Okay.
And they're also fishing in the deep water, in the mud, what I call the main lake basin. You know, 22 to 24 feet up to about 28 feet, where they're either fishing right off the bottom or they're trolling or drifting using night crawler harnesses and boards and things like that.
Well, that's great information. That's exactly what we were looking for. Barry, can we take a break here? And when we come back in our next outdoor report, you can tell us about this walleye tournament.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Excellent. I appreciate you hanging out with us today on the Outdoor Show. And we'll be back with our next outdoor report a little later on this hour. Thanks for tuning in today to The Outdoor Show.